We're going to play Earned It by The Weeknd, because that was nominated for Best Song from 50 Shades of Grey. After the break, we're going to do our Rhetoric of Pop for Earned It. And then we're going to talk about the word of the day, which is... I keep forgetting.
Dirigent.
Text us at 773-325-7341 or hashtag Scrawl Radio on Twitter. Text us your guesses. It's a noun.
And another clue is that the Writing Center and films have it in common.
Dirigent?
Yeah.
And we can't get it in a sentence, right?
No.
Like, we can't.
We'll completely give it away.
No. All right. We'll be back soon. Here's Earned It by The Weeknd.
You make it look like it's magic. Oh, yeah. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, and I'm so used to being used. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'ma care for you. We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moon's expected. So I'ma care for you. I'ma care for you.
Welcome back, Scrawl Radio. This is Squirrel Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. We're here from the Equable DePaul's Writing Center talking to you about writing and peer tutoring. Right now, we're going to jump into Rhetoric of Pop, which is our little segment where we analyze a pop song that's on. This week was a little special. Usually we do on the Billboard's Hot 100, but we picked a Oscar-nominated song to go with the theme. But we analyzed the argument in pop culture because rhetoric is everywhere, right? That's a good one. All right, so what do we think that the argument was behind Earned It?
You guys go first. I'd like to hear your perspectives.
Robert.
Okay. So, I mean, you want the argument, right?
The argument, yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, I feel like the argument is the title. You earned it.
This is true. Yeah. There's not a lot of depth, not a lot of lyrical quality to look at here.
Yeah.
We have the lyrics in front of us, and it's a lot of... You, yeah. Yeah. Really, you're worth it. Yeah, I don't see a lot of rhetorical use of anything.
There's like a use of like, it looks like there's kind of a use of like pathos.
Tell me about that.
I mean, like, he's kind of like gesturing like toward emotional appeal when he's like, I'm gonna care for you, and later in the song he's like, you deserve it, and you know, you're worth it and stuff like that.
I think it's interesting that he finds so many different ways to say you earned it.
Yeah.
You're worth it, you deserve it. You earned it. Yeah, let's see. I think that there's a little bit of pathos in the I'm so used to being used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. This poor guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're like a listener, you know, you're like, oh, yeah.
I'm also being
used too.
Yeah. Used to being used. That's an interesting choice of diction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's this kind of like, this kind of double narrative of like used and used.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of... him saying like used, like he's used to doing something, almost kind of speaks to his like credibility.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, this is like something he's experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the used also speaks towards pathos in the argument.
Yeah. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the argument, I would have to agree that it has more to do with why she deserves it, I guess, or just the fact that she did earn it. Can we talk about what it is in this case? What do we think the lady earned?
I mean, the way I've been thinking about this, the what little I know about 50 Shades of Grey.
This is true, yeah.
I mean, the whole idea, if you think about who Christian Grey, the guy is, he's mm-hmm. like this billionaire. So it's kind of like...
Playboy, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's this... position of like dominance, like you know, like you earned this. I don't know, it's very weird, but
a little bit of a weird topic. It could just be like, you earned my attention, my love, mm-hmm. kind of thing, which puts him in the position of feeling like what he has is something that needs to be sought after
mm-hmm.
and earned appropriately.
Yeah,
that's a very PG way of saying that.
I'm just talking about romantic feelings, because I am not a big fan of 50 Shades of Grey, so I'm just taking this for love. We'll just say she deserves his love, right? Mm. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the next part, is the intended audience. I guess it's just, I mean, he straight out says girl.
Yeah.
Do we feel safe assuming that's the intended audience?
Yeah, I mean, I can't, considering how often he uses you throughout the song,
right?
It's difficult to draw like any other conclusion other than the intended audience
other
is
than
the
girl
woman.
You
yeah
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could I would agree with that for sure.
What I also want to ask, like, what do you guys think makes this an Oscar? I mean, other than, I mean, like, yeah, what
I totally
makes this
forgot
an
about
Oscar
that part
nominee?
Of it, right? I was just like
what's
yeah,
so
it's a pop
great
song.
About this song? I mean, yes, it was super popular. I don't know how well the movie did. Probably well, the book did
very well.
Yeah, very well. So
by pop culture standards, I don't think it's for the lyrical quality of the song that it is nominated for an Oscar. Maybe, I don't know. You guys are much bigger into music than I am. How do you feel about the musical part of it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the votes, I don't know what that process is like, but my guess is just because it's popular and like The Weeknd.
And it was in a movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that obviously.
Well, I mean, like,
maybe their pickings were slim this year.
The arrangement's pretty good. I mean, I think, but
not to like, I like this song. Yeah. I mean, it's I can listen to
that
it.
Face value,
it's
yeah.
Catchy, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's interesting.
But when we're talking about the Oscars that are so stringent in their award giving,
the best original song is usually like the slimmest one. They really have to scrape like the year. Mm-hmm. Elliot Smith was nominated. There were only three nominees of the possible five.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
So it's
it must be kind of hard to find like a new song that's in a movie that was like pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's most movies use kind of like soundtrack stuff. Like they'll be using like a Led Zeppelin song or something.
Right. And scores, right? Which is a completely different category.
But like having an original song. So the song has to be written for the movie. And even then, like some cheat, like, Elliot Smith, kind of like the director for Good Will Hunting, Gus Van Sant, actually came to Elliot Smith's studio and heard the song and said, this would be perfect for Good Will Hunting.
Oh, so he cheated a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's not, that song's not technically written for the movie, per se.
Interesting. Mm. All right, so now let's see if a writer came in and brought this song and said, hello, Writing Center, could you help me improve the argument in my song, what kind of advice would we give for this writer for the weekend?
For the weekend. Walks into the writing center.
Yeah. Casual.
I don't know.
I think I would ask them to expand on what the it is, you know, just to make it very clear to the reader what this lady deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I would
if it's appropriate.
Yeah. I would possibly point toward maybe you should expand your word variation.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of repetition. But then again, isn't that what makes a pop song?
Songs.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what's interesting. While we think that this is so like repetitive and, you know, not very deep, I think that's part of the reason it did so well. Like it gets stuck in your head. So.
So maybe it's perfect. Just kidding. I think I would expand. I think definitely word choice could be a little bit expanded. Just so many U's in one song. Mm. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. All right. Switching gears a little bit. Time to reveal word of the day. But wait, we have to make our guesses first.
Yeah. Well, you still have one more clue.
Okay. So detergent.
Dirigent.
I started thinking of detergent and I like couldn't wrap my head around the real word. Dirigent. It's a noun.
A noun. It is.
The Writing Center and the Oscars use it.
Yeah. Or
the films.
Films. Okay, sorry. Films.
The last one is orchestras. That's to say.
Jake, you got any ideas?
So maybe it's either like a director. That's my guess.
Director?
It's like, yeah, the director of something.
A dirigent?
Because if you think about the Equable, we have directors in films. Or, I mean, I guess producer, but then especially in orchestra.
Interesting.
So that's my guess.
Well, isn't it a conductor of an orchestra?
Yeah. I mean, I guess in some ways they're synonyms, but.
All right. Good guess.
Yeah.
dirigent. I have to sneeze. It's not coming. It's fine. It's a noun. But my thought is, why would you come up with another word for director if dirigent?
That's true. I have no idea.
Dirigent?
Well, actually, Jake has it. It is a director.
Oh, my goodness.
And especially the look you gave me when I said it. I was like, that's it.
All right. So dirigent is a director. That's the definition.
Mm-hmm. It is a director. It's a conductor. Okay. Sometimes it's used in the form of like chemicals of like it's the directing like ingredient that everything's reacting off of.
Interesting. Mm. All right. Well, that concludes our show for today. Ryan always leads this end thing about put it in writing. So I'll say something like, we're Skrull Radio from the Uckle Bowl reminding you to put it in writing. And then you two will say, put it in writing. It's best to say it slow so that you get it at the same time. Right?
Mm, yeah.
So thanks for listening this morning. We are Skrull Radio from DePaul's University Center for Writing-Based Learning, reminding you to put it in writing.